Today is Telephone Tuesday. But really, isn't every day kind of a Telephone Tuesday? You.
Me?
Step away from the phone.
But it's ringing.
Hey, put it down. Telephone Tuesday.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday here. What day is it there?
Day after Labor Day.
You know what that means?
Please, tell me.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
Huh. Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh my God, who do we have to thank for this?
Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
Who are you gonna call?
Who you gonna call?
Happy Telephone Tuesday.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How the does that even work?
Who knows?
Somebody's got to know.
Alexa knows.
Jeff Bezos might know. Maybe.
I think he forgot.
Maybe. So, hi, Bill.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
So am I.
Yeah. It's not what you told me.
No, off air, I did confess that I need a vacation from this vacation.
Yeah.
I'm really, really, really running on bingo fuel here.
So it wasn't a restful type vacation?
No, good God, no. It was go, 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 go. It was nonstop. And it was unlike Tabs. I said
what'd
Tabs.
You say? Yeah, there she is.
Unlike Tab's ordinary vacation walk, because she'll do vacation walk here at home. Okay, vacation walk is very, very fast.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's difficult to keep up with Tab. Yeah. I said Tab.
Well, she's long legged. Her legs go all the way to the ground.
I mean, they go from the ground and then they make an ass of themselves.
And that's our job.
Yeah. So anyway, and her vacation walk is so fast anyway.
Yeah.
But now, okay, so we had, not only did we have Tab, I said Tab, and we also had Kate, and then we had Amy. And originally it was supposed to be a girls' weekend, a girls' weekend.
Yeah,
because they all wanted to see Def Leppard. Well, at the Veterans something
amphitheater home loan
amphitheater
Veterans home loan amphitheater whatever
down in Virginia Beach, and very, very thankful that we have such good friends in the Farmers that have a condo down there, and it's very, very nice and absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's their home, so they don't like, you know, Airbnb it out or anything like that. And you know, they graciously will let us stay there, you know, from time to time.
No, you better be nice to them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, we didn't think that they were going to be out of town, and we didn't even think that Labor Day weekend that would be available.
Somebody would be there.
Yeah, and no, they headed out of town, so we got to stay. And again, thank you, Farmers, for that. It's just
very
tremendous.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very nice. And they got a new place, and it's up on the 8th floor, and it's got it's got a great view. It was just wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful.
Man.
So everybody came down, and we didn't think that was going to be available. So the girls had already booked a hotel. Come to find out that it was going to be available, so they canceled that, and then
you horned in on the trip.
Yeah, Maddie and I joined. Well, I mean, okay. So it isn't just for me to horn in on the trip because it comes with. It comes with the extra added bonus of carrying everything.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, and I am the Jenga king, by the way, with
packing.
Oh, yeah. With packing, packing up the automobile.
Automobile?
Yeah. So I am the Jenga king.
Yeah.
Now,
it's a skill set that not a lot of people have.
Well, but here's the thing. Please to be making sure, Tab. Yeah. That everything is ready to go. Mm. And everything is there so I can assess.
Right.
What needs
then
to go?
You can plan your Jenga.
Correct. What needs to go down first?
Right.
And how I'm going to stack it and all that.
Yeah.
Well, getting everything into the Jeep. You know, I came up with a brilliant idea, just absolutely positively brilliant.
I'm sure you did.
Okay. Because typically, we would put the small seat down. Because it's, you know, it's a 2/3 split folding rear seat. And usually we would put the small seat down and, you know, that would give Maddie a whole bunch of room in the back. But Maddie's little. She's 10.
She's a tiny person.
So on the return trip, I had the brilliant, brilliant idea of putting the bigger 2/3 side down. And that way we could theoretically get everything in there comfortably, and Maddie would still have plenty of room.
Well, if
right?
you fold Maddie in half, well, she's even smaller.
So, now getting there was fine. I got everything packed up. We, you know, it just, I mean, it, they always overpack. And they.
Well, don't we all, though? I mean, I often do.
They just overpack.
Okay.
Between the two of them, they just overpack. But it's fine. I got everything in the vehicle for the trip down. Coming back, not only did we have leftover food that we had to bring back, so that meant extra. Mm. Then we had all
they bought things, souvenir things, and T-shirts.
And then we had laundry, and then we had, you know, I mean, bags of towels, beach towels and stuff that weren't neatly folded.
So you left Maddie down there.
Yeah. So on the return trip, I still worked my Jenga magic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got the Jeep completely packed with plenty of viewing
from the driver.
Yeah.
Right. Safe.
I could see everything. I could see all the back windows, the back window of the Jeep. I could see everything. And I was very proud of myself. Okay.
Well, I hear it in your voice right now. Even though the story is immensely boring, I hear your pride in your packing.
Yeah, but wait.
There's more.
Yeah, but wait, there's yeah. I get
to take a pill.
Yeah. I get upstairs back to the condo.
Yeah.
Eighth
floor.
And yeah. And now there is yet more stuff. After I have already packed the Jeep completely.
Oh, it wasn't already?
No.
Like it was supposed to
be. No.
Damn.
No. No.
You know what my dad used to do? We drove from New Jersey to California and back when I was young, and my sisters were younger, in the family station wagon. But my dad used to, he was the Jenga king too before you, and he would pack the whole thing, and then he wouldn't like it, and he'd unpack the whole thing and repack it.
I almost thought about doing that when Maddie was having a meltdown because she, you know, I came up with the brilliant idea to put the bigger of the 2/3 side down, mm-hmm. and the smaller would be reserved for her butt. And then she's back there and she's tearing up and she's like, I feel claustrophobic.
Oh, man.
So anyway. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I teased the viewers, listeners, about a couple different things. So we have from this vacation, from this Labor Day vacation extravaganza.
From this laborious vacation.
Yes. Saturday night, we all went out, and the girls got henna tattoos.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And
it's what you do at the beach.
Yeah. And Kate who's never had henna. I don't think. I don't know.
Okay.
But she doesn't have a real tattoo. Kate got on her shoulder Def Leppard, their logo.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. So she got that. But before it would dry, she was trying to put her hair up to prevent smudging.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the process of putting her hair up,
she smudged.
Her hair got into the henna.
Ugh.
So instead of saying Def Leppard, it read Derf Lerpard.
Derf Lerpard.
So now
that's a Def Leppard tribute band.
It's a Def Leppard tribute band.
Which is nice.
Derf Lerpard became the theme
of the entire
weekend. Let me pull up the picture of Kate. Let's see. Here she is. She's right there. Okay. All right, I'm pulling this up. I'm sharing this on screen. If you're listening to us, you can go on over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA.
You can see Derf Lerpard.
It's Derf Lerpard. Okay, let me see if I can make this.
I love her face.
See if I can enhance this.
I love her face. That's funny.
Okay, and it. All right. So yeah.
It
is clearly Derf Lerpard at this point. So what did we do? Well, we rolled with it, and all night we came up with Derf Lerpard things.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tribute band now.
Should be.
But we invented a drink.
Oh yeah,
the Derf Lerpard.
And what does it consist of?
Here, let me pull up there. Okay, so Len Stevens and Melissa joined us for dinner.
Yeah.
And this is the Derf Lerpard. And I'm gonna to tell you what's in it. It's a layered liquor drink.
Is it? Does it have tea in it or anything? Or that's it's all
yeah.
Liquor?
No, it's mostly all liquor. But here, let me
Looks
see
like
if
a
I can,
Long Island iced tea.
Let me see if I can pull up the instructions or the ingredients.
The recipe.
Yeah, the recipe.
That's the word you're looking for.
Okay, these are the pictures. Okay, here we go. We got AI to do it.
Of course. Okay.
Now here's the thing though. Originally Kate started in with, well, it's gotta be a colorful layered drink and it has to have the colors of like the Def Leppard logo.
Okay.
And so we fed everything into AI, and here's what AI came up with.
Let me have it.
Derf Lerpard sounds like a fun, made up, quirky name, so I'd imagine the drink should match that vibe. Colorful, a little wild, and playful, but still delicious. Since there's no existing recipe with that name, we can invent one. Here's my take on a Derf Lerpard cocktail. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a bright, layered jungle cat of a drink, fruity, fun, with a little bite. Ingredients: 1 ounce coconut rum,
good.
1 ounce peach schnapps, mm-hmm. 1 ounce blue
curacao,
2 ounce pineapple juice, 2 ounce cranberry juice, splash of lemon lime soda, garnish orange slice or a cherry, wow. Or maybe a fun umbrella. So
that sounds unbearably sweet.
It actually was really, really good.
Yeah.
Lens.
Showing it.
All right, so
cool.
So that is the Derf Lerpard, the drink, and then coming soon, Derf Lerpard the tribute band.
Yep. That'll be great.
Yeah, it will be.
Great.
So that was some of the shenanigans that happened at our beach trip.
Well, that sounds fun.
Down at Virginia Beach.
Va Beach.
All right, coming up on today's program,
it's Telephone Tuesday.
What is Telephone Tuesday? So maybe we'll take some calls.
Yeah.
call us now at 1-800-OFF-SOD. I don't know. I think Megan is going to be joining us from Cher. I just got back. I didn't check emails.
Your brain is a jumbled mess.
And I feel like I need a vacation from the vacation.
Yeah, well, no one feels sorry for you.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Thank you.
All right. I'm not doing it.
So that may or may not be coming up on this Mike Show station.
We'll be surprised.
Yeah, we will.
You don't have an email, or you didn't look yet?
I did look, and I didn't see anything. I could have totally missed it.
Well, it's possible.
Or she may have
with
texted
that pile
me.
Of mush that's living in your head.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
One thing we are going to do is we're going to get really smart. With your five random facts.
Love it.
We've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's called Audio Vault. Mm-hmm. Being that it's Telephone Tuesday, we've got some stuff that we're going to tell you about, basically about Telephone Tuesday.
Nice.
And then we've got our top list, top things we missed about old school telephones.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah, so how long it took you to dial one? Yeah,
yeah. So we'll talk about that and so much more on this edition of the Mike Show. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Back with that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
New from Samsung, the Galaxy Throwback. If you feel like you're too plugged into technology, this is for you. It's an old school phone that you plug into your wall. Pick up the handset and hold it to your ear. The Galaxy Throwback includes 10 rotary digits that you spin with your index finger. You'll also receive a 3-foot coil cord that connects from the phone base to the handset. You can hear a real dial tone. And the best part, there's no distracting apps, GPS, YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. Simplify your life with the all-new Galaxy Throwback. Now available for just under $1,000.
Yeah, just under.
What a deal.
Yeah, what a deal. That's the Mike Show. Now, at my parents' house, my mom and dad's house, we were fancy.
You are?
Okay. Yeah. We were very, very fancy.
What'd you have?
We had this 25-foot cord. So that you could...
You go out in the backyard and
You could... Well, our thing was we could... Because the phone was hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
And so we could take it down the steps right around the corner on the other side of the wall, the stairs to the basement.
Right.
Which was a finished basement. So we could go all the way down and almost make it to the bottom step. and talk down there
so that
we weren't within earshot of our folks.
Wow.
Because we were...
I'm rich. You're not.
Anyway, it's the Mike Show. So, Telephone Tuesday, what does that mean?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
I don't know. The Tuesday after Labor Day is supposedly the day businesses get the most phone calls all year.
Hmm.
And, okay, let's think about this. Everyone's back from the long weekend.
Yeah.
Kids are in school again.
Yeah.
Adults are finally free to tackle their mountain of to-dos.
Yeah.
Right? So the world wakes up and says,
I think I'll call somebody.
I should probably call about that thing. You know, the thing and the other thing.
Yeah, and that other thing,
I've been
too.
Putting off since June.
That other thing.
And Telephone Tuesday is just a loose observation. It's kind of like a distant cousin of Black Friday, but it may be fading into the past now that more businesses use automated menus to direct people online, and chat bots, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think we should hang on to it as a tradition.
Well, I think so, too. But it's harder and harder to talk to a human, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even
so frustrating.
A lot of small businesses And that's an unwelcome change, by the way. In a recent poll, 62% of customers prefer human interaction.
I would have thought it would have been 90%.
Yeah, over automated ones. 77% believe a phone call is the best, most efficient way to get an answer. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if that started to shift, too. Many companies are making common issues easier to address in AI chats online.
Yeah, it should get better.
Yeah, it should.
Still annoying.
And even if you insist on talking to a person, you're probably either going to get a call center worker or someone toggling many calls remotely, and neither may be able to address everything you want.
Right.
Even email can be inefficient, you know, waiting a day, you know, between responses. So anyway, that brings us to our top list. Happy Telephone Tuesday. Today's phones are considered cutting-edge technology like this one.
Yeah.
But if it were up to us, we'd like to go back to the old days, those landlines from yesteryear.
How come yours says Fisher-Price on it?
We're sure you'll agree after checking out today's list. It's our top list today. Top things we miss about old-school telephones.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. Here we go. Number one. Do we have a telephone sound effect here?
I don't know.
I think we do.
Surely we do.
No, that's not it. Here's
after the break.
No, that's not
we
it.
We return from the break.
No.
Stay tuned.
No, that's the wrong one.
No.
All right, so we don't have anything, so maybe we'll just...
We'll find one.
We'll just ding it.
Yeah, dinging's good.
How about that? Yeah. All right, here we go. Number one. Top things we miss about old school telephones. The rotary that meant any number with a lot of nines took about an hour to dial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top things we miss about old school telephones, especially if your area code was 999.
999.
Yeah. Listening to our sister's conversations by picking up another line in the house.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about that until looking at this list.
You know, you forgot all about that?
Oh, yeah. You could just pick.
It would click, and your sister would go, put the phone down.
Put the phone down. And then what about dial-up internet from AOL? That was the sound effect that I thought I had here, but I replaced it because I hadn't used it in so long.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to top list, top things we miss about old-school telephones, leaving the phone off the hook, a.k.a. the original silent mode. Top things we miss about old-school telephones, that ring that was so terrifyingly loud it made us pee a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cord we twirled with our finger during flirty chats with that cutie from Study Hall.
Yeah.
Top things we miss
Study
about...
Study Hall, what's that?
Top things we miss about old school telephones. The avocado green color that matched Nana's refrigerator.
Yeah, no, that was fantastic. You had to have it.
Top things we miss about old school telephones. Fully extending that wire that connected the base to the wall so that we could clothesline our annoying little brother.
Mm-hmm.
The big buttons that left a square indentation in our finger.
Mm-hmm.
Top things we miss about old school telephones. The sturdy base that could handle us slamming the receiver down after we failed to be the 12th caller for the big REO Speedwagon tickets. You know? I mean, good God.
Yeah, the frustration. You could slam that phone down.
It's like, damn.
You couldn't break one of those.
No, you couldn't. And you could hurt somebody with that phone.
Yeah, you can fight off burglars with that
phone. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way.
Of course.
This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A Frito-Lay truck plunged 150 feet down a canyon in California. The fall was broken by a large tub of French onion dip. Nestle's CEO has been fired after having an affair with a subordinate. His dismissal there is known as the Nestle Crunch. K-pop Demon Hunters is the most watched original Netflix movie. And Happy Madison 2 is the most watched unoriginal Netflix movie. And a woman gave birth to a baby girl at Burning Man. There's no word on her name, but I guarantee it's something stupid. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us on the program today. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Or do we? However, if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Canada, California, and Tokyo.
Hello.
Hi. All have very similar populations. Canada's current population is estimated at 41.5 million. Tokyo's metro area has nearly 41 million people. And California has 39.4 million. All those people in that tiny. It's probably not tiny. Number two, the official bird of the small island country. How do you pronounce that?
Mauritius.
Mauritius? Mauritius.
Mauritius.
I would have pronounced it as Mauritius or something like
that. Mauritius.
Mauritius. All right. So there's a tiny island country called Mauritius. The official bird is the dodo. Number three, Tom Brady was drafted by the Montreal Expos in the 18th round of the MLB draft in 1995, but he decided to stick with his plan to go to the University of Michigan to play football instead. Number four, you can't legally get married to Tom Brady. No, just kidding. You can't legally get married in Ohio if you have syphilis.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. And number five. It's number five, right? We're at number five? Here we go. Number five. Remember the bird from Twitter's logo? Well, it has a name. Larry. As in Larry Bird. It's because the founder of Twitter, Biz Stone, grew up in Massachusetts and was a huge Celtics fan. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three, four, five.
Random facts.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. We're going to...
Mauritius.
Okay. We're going to talk about... speaking of sounds, we have them. And we're going to cram them into, we're going to delicately and lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's what we do with Audio Vault. Coming up, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. It's September already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Yes.
Each and every Tuesday, we have a visit from Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. And she brings us a guest. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, good morning, and happy fall. It feels like fall out there today. I was really walking does. This morning and found some fall leaves, and I was really delighted to have some fall leaves to bring home. We have Selena Morgan with us, and she wears many hats in this community and serves this community in so many different ways. But she's here today to talk about one of her hats, which is the Young Women's Empowerment Academy. Okay. And a program that she is started here and is launching some new programming under. So we just wanted to highlight those new programs and how our community can surround and support those.
Well, this is wonderful. Selena, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and to be able to share what we're doing in the community.
Well, and let's talk about your organization. When did it get started, and what was really the catalyst for starting the organization?
Got it. Yes. So the YWEA actually started in 2017 by our founder, Lisa Lickers Ricks, and she's actually in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And so she launched that chapter, and then there was a chapter launched in Buffalo and then a chapter launched here in Lynchburg. And all three of the directors, all three of us are actually originally from Buffalo, New York. So we took it to where we are and then, of course, where we were from. And so that's kind of the history of it, the purpose of it. Myself and Lisa were both teen moms. And then our other director, Kelly, actually was as well. And so what we share and the purpose of this organization is to be who the young version of us needed growing up. And so that's kind of what we focus on while also focusing on exposing our young girls in the community into different things to hopefully create the desire for something that they've never been exposed to.
This is fantastic. About how many girls has your organization worked with over the years?
Between all three chapters, we have served probably over 400 or 500 girls. Wow. Lynchburg. Yeah, it's 2 years ago we went on a college tour and we took, it was 150 girls from Buffalo, Harrisburg, and Lynchburg.
Wow.
That's great.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, oh, no, go ahead, Megan.
No, I was just agreeing. It was awesome.
No. Is there a waiting list, I guess? Are there girls that have not yet been identified that you want to reach out to, or are you going along pretty well on target?
So we don't currently have a wait list. We actually changed how we're doing our programming this year.
Okay.
We start in the fall with all of our recruitment. This fall, we only did middle and high school. Okay. But in the spring, in January, actually in the winter, we'll reopen enrollment for the spring for all of our girls ages 8 to 18. But so there is not currently an enrollment. Are there some girls that we would love to reach? Yes. And so those referrals can come through word of mouth. Those referrals sometimes come from schools. They come from a lot of different streams and connections. And so if there's a young lady that is interested, enrollment for middle school and high school is actually still up on our website that you can go to from our Share Greater Lynchburg page. But it's also yweacademy.com. And you'll go to enroll and select Lynchburg.
Okay. Talk about some of the programs that you currently operate.
So currently this fall, we're actually in partnership with Randolph, and we have launched a STEAM Academy. And so it's a 12-week academy. It started last Thursday and would enroll for 12 weeks through November 13th. Okay. And that program is specifically to exposing middle and high school girls to the world of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And each week we take apart that world. So from 1 week, there's robotics. Another week, there's coding. Our first week was just introduction to the program and kind of developing some thoughts on, you know, what is science and what do they see through their lens as far as what they can access through the world of science and technology and engineering. And so that program is currently open. We actually got a grant from Freedom First for that program this fall. And so that is underway. And so we do have maybe about 5 slots open that's still available for a young lady, middle school or high school in the community that is interested in joining us.
Oh, wow. This is tremendous. You can learn more if you visit Share Greater Lynchburg and just type in Young Women's Empowerment Academy. It'll pop up. There's a link. And what is your website directly?
It's YWE and then academy.com.
Okay. This is fantastic. Wonderful work. Thank you for all you're doing.
Yes, thank you. We enjoy it. Being able to kind of serve our girls and give them another outlet that's healthy and positive, surrounded by other women that are really, really pushing healthy and positive relationships.
Now, what all do you need?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say the same thing. Selena, do you need any hands-on help or any guest speakers in those industries to speak with the girls?
Yes, so right now, women in the STEAM field, we would love for you to kind of come and contact us. I can send you the schedule, let you know what days that might be specific to your days. We are working with the women from Framatome. And then, of course, Randolph that is providing us the amazing space. But if there are any women that are, you know, thriving in those careers and would love to see other young girls in those worlds, please, 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 please reach out to us. We would love to have you and just kind of showing the girls because one of the weeks is actually picking a career and figuring out what that career path looks like for them and how do they get there and what does that look like. So, yeah.
That is fantastic. Again, we'll link that up on this broadcast, and you can also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org to learn more. Megan, how are things going at Share?
Great. We are heavy on events right now. We had a lunch and learn at Rush Holmes last week and a executive director series luncheon on fundraising and last week. And then this week, tomorrow, we're featuring a Beacon of Hope peer-to-peer lunch and learn at the Beacon of Hope headquarters on Memorial Avenue. And we have a few spots left. We have over 20 individuals registered so far. And it's always a great time to learn about a new organization in our community and a deeper level, and also connect and collaborate with other organizations that are in attendance. We're gearing up for our 5-year anniversary as a platform. Share Greater Lynchburg will celebrate 5 years on October 12th. So my goal is to have 200 nonprofits on the platform. We're about 10 away. So if any organizations are not currently featured on the platform that haven't been, we definitely want to push for that over the next month and a half. And for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we are in grant application season right now. So the fall cycle of the grants are open until September 15th. And that's a great time. You know, we have a spring and a fall cycle, and the foundation distributed $2.4 million last year in those two cycles. And so we're really excited for the applications that are pouring in right now. We know nonprofits have unique needs right now and have strain on some of their budget line items. So we really encourage nonprofits to apply for those competitive grants. We also have an application opening for our Youth Philanthropy Council grants. Those are specifically for programs related to youth. So any programs that you might have, like Selena's program would be a great example where it's benefiting young people in some capacity. And those applications are due October 15th, and they will be competitive for a $10,000 or a $5,000 grant decided on by 27 local high school seniors across our region. So there's a process of visiting the organizations, evaluating the grants, and grading and making choices, just like our distribution committee does at the foundation. So it's a mock process that it actually awards a $10,000 and $5,000 grant. We also have some grants, a grant called the Plymouth Foundation that can be found on our website. You can learn more about that. And then, of course, in the spring, and we'll have the Century Fund grant opening, which is a $100,000 grant. So encourage folks to visit our website, look at what's open right now, and apply.
All right. You can visit lynchburgfoundation.org for more information, and also on the Share platform. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, what are you waiting
for? What's the matter of you?
Yeah, what's the matter of you? It's absolutely positively free, and you can connect with folks that are looking for either volunteer opportunities, or they're looking for an organization that does a certain thing, or they want to donate, or D, all of the above, and you can do all that directly from the Share platform. So visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Yeah, the Share platform is one of those things that sounds like it's too good to be true, but it is true. And if you're thinking about it, talk to another organization that's already on there, and they'll tell you how wonderful it is.
Yeah. And so many different programs as well. As Megan mentioned, if you go to their events calendar, you'll see these are all programs that are either, are they no cost, maybe some low cost?
Well, I pay you to come. No, we always have free food, free coffee, drink tickets, things like that. No, I think that one of the greatest strengths of the platform is how equitable it is. So if you search for large organizations or small organizations, they're all going to show up with the same amount of space and the same buttons and lists and things. So it really democratizes all of our nonprofits in a way that allows them all to be seen equally. And that's the same way our events are. We don't want to charge for any of them. We find sponsorship to underwrite those costs. So Bank of the James, Freedom First Credit Union, Pinnacle Financial, Centra, Strubance, the Shul Family Foundation, all those have come alongside us at different times to help underwrite programs that we have to strengthen the collaboration between our nonprofit sector.
Well, it's a tremendous platform and the programs are wonderful. To learn more, go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Bill?
Yeah, no, it's great stuff. Megan does a wonderful job and she's terrific to work with, makes everything as easy as it could possibly be.
Yep.
Well, thanks. I didn't realize I was getting a little boost this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, we're just sharing the love.
Well, I'm really grateful that Selena joined us today. The magic she does with these students is incredible. And I'm really looking forward to, I was thinking of different women in the fields that I could reach out to and, you know, see if they could get involved or come as a guest speaker. I think people really enjoyed empowerment and she does it so well.
And statistically too, we'd love to do a follow-up, Selena, and see, you know, how the kids are doing after going through the program and, you know, hearing some success stories and things like that. I think that would be wonderful.
Okay. Yes, I would love that. I do have one that'll be, coming up, actually, and the first thing she was doing was trying to talk to Sasha about how do I get to Randolph. So it's really cool, and it's actually a really nice bridge opportunity as well for our girls to stay local.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for taking some time today. It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition coming up. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go here. All right. Well, you've heard the rule. Don't wear white after Labor Day, right? Well, here's a PSA with that reminder from the Fashion Police.
Ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over?
I was doing 110 and a 35.
Worse.
I'm drunk.
Worse.
This car is stolen.
Do you know what day it is?
What day is it? The day after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. And what are you wearing?
White.
Please step outside the car. Wait, your Crocs are white too?
Oh dear.
Dispatch, I'm gonna need backup.
I just lost track of the time.
Save it for the judge, ma'am.
This fall, remember, friends don't let friends wear white after Labor Day. Paid for by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Tacky.
Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels got blasted by the Horned Frogs of TCU last night on ESPN, 48-14. We have some highlights to share, but remind you, even though it sounds dirty, it's just football.
Everyone's excited, you and I included. The tempo and the different jersey numbers that are coming in and out. But he tried to squeeze it in to the big tight end, Curtis. On the back end, that was Jordan. Getting any tip you can get. And they have been stride for stride on those deep balls. Put them in an even bigger hole.
It's Manjack on the grab.
Manjack make a big grab earlier. Had to take some antibiotics for it. Got way worse.
I didn't realize is just how susceptible it is to spreading. So if you have any contact with other people, it can spread quickly.
They know now. I'm chuckling, but I wasn't the one scratching. That couldn't be pleasant. No.
All right, the kid can't help that his name is Manjack. All right, let's go to viral videos. Let's do. No, we got nothing. No viral videos on this one? Okay. All right, so this one is for stupid criminals. So is that one. And here. All right, during not headline news, we told you about the Burning Man baby birth. Well, a Utah woman ended up giving birth to a baby in the middle of Burning Man. She didn't even know she was pregnant at the time. The woman, Kayla, ended up delivering the baby in an RV bathroom. Here's the baby's aunt, Lacey Paxman, talking all about it.
This baby makes me an aunt. Very, very, very surprising. My brother and his wife, Kayla, this was their first time to Burning Man. Kayla woke up, wasn't feeling great. My brother, Casey, ran out and said, I need help. Within minutes, they had like an OBGYN in there in his underwear helping. They had so many of the right people so close. There were no signs of pregnancy. We were at the lake the weekend before. She was in a swimming suit. She did not look pregnant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. What is this? Skip that. Skip that. We're going to a comedian? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is National Telephone Day, here's comedian Sam Morrill. Or Morrill? Morrill? We'll get to that. National Telephone Day, that is. Here he is. Take it away.
I was trying to bring a girl home from a bar the other night, and she said, I'd invite you over, but my place is kind of messy. And I was like, yeah, that's not a deterrent at 3:30 in the morning. I can't imagine walking into her apartment and being like, absolutely not. If you fold these sheets, we could talk, but without a duvet cover, not happening. Of course your place is a mess. If you're willing to have sex with me, I'm going to assume your whole life is in shambles. So I just dropped my iPhone in the toilet. Have you ever done that? It's horrible. I would almost rather lose a loved one than my phone. Not my mom or dad, but aunt, uncle, no question. I love my grandpa. I didn't check him every 30 seconds. How cool would it be if when your grandpa died, if they gave you an upgrade? A better old dude? They just hand him to you. Like, he's just like your grandpa, but he doesn't say the N-word. I'd be like, wow, that's an upgrade. Does he still say Oriental? They're like, yeah, we couldn't fix everything. It's a Grandpa 13, not the pro. So.
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Where's the music? Let's change this and do that and get rid of that. There we go. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Audio, that is your, take four. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here. Lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. You know what to do with it. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. If you flew over the holiday weekend, you surely can relate to this guy's frustration. Don't call me Shirley. Especially if you had any issues with your baggage. A man in Los Angeles flew home on Friday, couldn't find his luggage at the baggage claim. He had an AirTag inside, so he checked to see where it was and saw that it was moving away from the airport toward a rideshare area. That's when he realized it had been taken. He started chasing after it, eventually saw it stop at a boarded up abandoned building about a half mile away. His partner called the police and they responded. The officers shined flashlights inside the building and saw some movement, went inside, and they found some people inside and lined them up. One of them was wearing the guy's clothes. The guy was allowed to collect his things, which were strewn throughout the building. He said he was able to get about 90% of his stuff back. It sounds like the police are still investigating, but there's no word on any charges yet. They probably want to find out if there were other people involved and figure out if this was a one-time thing or maybe an ongoing scheme. And then there's this. Police in Ohio. An officer has been fired after allegedly showing up to a call extremely drunk. Here is the couple that made the call talking about what they saw and how former officer Michael Irving was acting.
It almost makes me feel sad for the village residents that are they really reliable to call on for future emergencies.
I think that if it was just a regular everyday guy, we would be in jail right now waiting to see the judge on Tuesday.
He was just standing in the street staring at us, watching me talk on the phone.
He was noticeably intoxicated.
He appeared to be staggering and stumbling as he was walking up to us.
We called back to dispatch and expressed our concerns.
Okay. A man named Yeonsu William Lee is accused of recording up women's skirts at the University of Central Florida's library. A judge has banned him from the library. He also faces voyeurism and tampering charges. Here are UCF students talking about the incident.
I think that's insanely gross. I'm glad he was arrested at least.
Just especially like in a public space, like where we're supposed to be learning. Like, I just think that's really messed up and just a violation of your privacy.
Yeah, you should definitely be expelled from this university if you're doing stuff like that. That's really messed up.
Yep. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Three brothers from Scotland, and if it's not Scottish, it's crap. They smashed a world record by rowing 9,000 miles across the Pacific Ocean. Good Lord. 139 days. They left Peru in mid-April and landed in Australia on Saturday. They did it to raise more than $1 million to fund clean water projects in Madagascar. Here are the brothers talking about their journey.
It's been unbelievable. There's been really tough times and there's been euphoric moments, and I think it's been an experience the three of us will never forget.
I feel like I'm on a boat, whereas on the boat I felt like I was on solid land.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.